It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined in the studio by the Sheriff of Calaveras County, Rick DiBasilio. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, BJ. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Real good.
Now, you were appointed sheriff following the untimely death of the late Sheriff Gary Kuntz. How long has it been now that you've been in this role?
Well, it was May of 2016, so almost 2 years now.
And what was your career and what you did leading up to becoming sheriff?
Well, I moved into the county in 1978 and worked various jobs throughout the county. And then 2002, the sheriff's office sent me to the academy. I've gone forward from there. I was a patrol officer. I went to school and became a training officer. I was a school resource officer for almost 4 years, in detectives for about 6 years, and promoted to sergeant. And then after the untimely death of Sheriff Kuntz, was appointed by the Board of Supervisors to my current position as a sheriff.
When you stepped into that role, did you put forward some goals and initiatives?
I absolutely did. I put a five-year plan together, actually. I'm a businessman by trade. I had my own business, so I put a five-year plan together and submitted it to the current CAO, giving them some goals of where I wanted to see their department go, not only in equipment, but personnel, and where I expect to see the sheriff's department within the next 5 years.
You know, the first thing I really want to get into with you is the issue of marijuana. That's been one of the most contentious discussions in Calaveras County over the past year in regards to marijuana cultivation. You've had a firsthand view of this from a law enforcement perspective. If you could first off give us a little bit of a synopsis and history, you know, what has been allowed in Calaveras County when it comes to cultivation, where it stands today, and kind of what you've noticed during that time from a law enforcement perspective as sheriff.
Well, you actually have to precede the marijuana industry by the Butte Fire of 2015. Governor Brown had put together this plan to bring commercial marijuana to the state of California. We had our Butte Fire, and they get the Butte Fire out, and the Board of Supervisors at the time was very diligently working on trying to get people back into their homes because the lives had been disrupted by the Butte Fire. And then we had the passing of Gary Kuntz, and they kept pushing back dealing with the marijuana issue because they didn't know what they were going to do. They were still trying to deal with the Butte Fire and the passing of Sheriff Kuntz. Well, in February, they had a big town hall meeting to discuss the marijuana issue with Acting Sheriff Jim Macedo at the time and Barbara Yook, and they still didn't know what they were going to do. Governor Brown said that if you don't have something in place by March 1st of 2016, that you would fall underneath the guidelines of what the state had put together. And at the very last minute, he rescinded that through AB 21. So the board had a little bit more time. And around the first part of June, they realized that there were so many people moving into the county and buying up these burnt properties in the burn area and starting to cultivate marijuana commercially, that they put down an emergency ordinance. And that was actually enacted, I believe it was June 10 of 2016. Well, they only expected to end up with about 200 marijuana cultivators for commercial marijuana. Well, in fact, they ended up with over 770 commercial marijuana cultivators. And the problem with that is that it brought in a huge influx of illegal growers, people that never even thought about registering. And that's where most of our problem originated, was with all the illegal growers.
So what kind of strain did it put on you with the sheriff's department?
Well, I ended up pulling three guys off of our patrol staff and making a marijuana enforcement team out of that. Those three guys, to do nothing but deal with the marijuana issues that we were having. We hired some extra folks, and then when the board came back and realized that we had over 700 growers register, they actually gave me some more positions, including some staff to do paperwork, to start doing background checks and all the things that went in, you know, behind the scenes. So it expanded our department a little bit, But it just, there was so many people that it overwhelmed not only the Sheriff's Department, Code Compliance, and the Planning Commission in trying to get the registration process put together. And that was one of the mistakes I think that the board made, was allowing these folks to continue to grow prior to being registered. I don't know any business where you can start doing business before you have your license.
Talking with you over the past couple of years when it comes to the marijuana issue, it seems as though, as well, you know, besides just the people coming in with illegal grows, it brought additional crime elements as well.
It did a little bit. I mean, our petty thefts went up a little bit. We actually, in 2016, our robbery rate went up quite a bit. It almost doubled because people were, I don't want to say people, marijuana growers from down in the valley were coming up to rip off the marijuana growers in our county, and it was causing a lot of problems. We didn't really have an increase in burglaries per se. It was more marijuana grower on marijuana grower. And it wasn't the registered growers, it was the illegal growers that were having the issues, because the folks coming up out of the valley knew that if they went and ripped off an illegal marijuana grow, they're not going to call the sheriff's office and report it because they're illegal.
What kind of environmental damage were you noticing early on?
Early on, we didn't notice a whole lot of environmental damage because we really didn't know what was going to become of all this, the whole process and what they were doing. I know we did run across three sites that had some Furnadan, which is an illegal substance in the United States. Everything else we've run across has been a product that you can buy to do tomato plants or any type of growing. They're not illegal in the sense that you can buy them for anything else. It's just the three sites right now. What we were finding is on the illegal sites, we were finding that they were dumping garbage, human feces. They just were not taking care of the property at all. And they were doing clearing when they were not getting any grading permits.
As we sit here today in mid-March of 2018, has it slowed down at all from a law enforcement perspective today as opposed to those earlier days?
It absolutely has. Our marijuana team has done a fantastic job of knocking the illegal growers down. Co-compliance and planning has worked diligently with us to do the background checks, and we've weeded out a lot of the folks that were going to be registered growers, and now they cannot. So our numbers of illegal and registered growers has dropped considerably. We're seeing a lot of people leaving the area because of the pressure that the sheriff's office and co-compliance is putting on the illegal and the registered ones that aren't doing it correctly, which there are not a lot of, but there still are some.
To put three officers specifically on that task of marijuana, has it required extra money coming in from the county?
No, because these were deputies that were already on staff. So they didn't have to come up with any extra money. We just had to shift some people from patrol over to the marijuana program. We have not hired any extra deputies to go into the marijuana program. We're trying to backfill those positions. I just am still working on that.
So looking forward now down the road, what would you like to see happen in the county as sheriff?
Well, as a sheriff, my job is to enforce whatever laws are put into place. If the Board of Supervisors now has a ban in place, come June 10th, everything will be illegal commercially, except for the six plants that you can grow individually under Prop 64. That's the law that I will enforce.
Have you noticed other just, you know, neighborhoods with marijuana starting to pop up as well? I know talking to you at one point, you were saying a next door neighbor had a grow.
Yeah, I did have a grow next door. Those are the ones that are starting to disappear, I think, again, because we've been putting so much pressure on these illegal growers that they're not coming in like they were. They're finding out Calaveras isn't such a friendly place to try and grow illegally, and there are so many other areas now that have opened up to commercial growing that it's like, why fight with Calaveras when we know we can go somewhere else?
When some of those outside grows were getting busted, was it a case that they started to go indoors for a while too?
Well, yeah, when wintertime rolled around, a lot of the growers went indoors. We did have quite a few grows down in the Valley Springs area that were indoors. We kind of started connecting the dots and found most of those were all associated, and we have dealt with them, and we're still in the process. It's still an ongoing case.
So talking with you, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like you're pretty optimistic that the tide is kind of turning when it comes to being able to enforce and really get a good handle on marijuana in Calaveras County.
Absolutely. And again, with the ban in place now, we have a direction to go. Before, we weren't sure what direction we were going to go because they had proposition or bills they were trying to put on to get voted by the voters. Those got shot down. The board hadn't made a decision. So now we have a clear direction. We know that we have a ban come June 10th. So the sheriff's office has a good direction to go.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DiBasilio on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. A programming note, next week we'll be joined in studio by the Assistant County Administrator for Tuolumne County, Tracy Riggs. We'll be talking about her role with the Office of Emergency Services, as well as get an update on the tree mortality epidemic in Tuolumne County. Again, that's with Tracy Riggs next week. We'll return with our second segment of Motherlode Views with Sheriff DiBasilio in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.